Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, it is an unwritten rule here. I know the data can't see me. I was holding my hand up. You have to wait through the scream, okay? I mean, it's just, it's like, it's a rule of life.
Had me concerned.
Axl Rose screaming at the top of his lungs. Come on now, you got to go through the roar. I mean, it is the jungle after all. Welcome back to the program here with John Fricke for John Chuckery tonight. Jason Longshore has been kind enough to jump into the program, talk to us a little bit about what's going on with Atlanta United and this potentially major news about soccer and not the World Cup yet, about the change to the game. Jason, how you doing, bub?
What's going on, John? How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's begin there, Jason, if we may.
Okay.
There's a club, for those of you who don't know much about soccer, you may know that the English Premier League is the number one league in the world, and there is a major club called Arsenal that goes by the nickname Gunners, and the big boss of Arsenal has been pushing for a massive rule change, and FIFA has said yes, and that rule change is an offsides change that they're going to try out in like Norway and Finland, I think, and they'll see what happens, and they could institute it next year. And Jason, if they change this and allow players to get more forward of the defense, this potentially could really open up the game.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, and part of it ties into having video replay involved in the game now. And you know, think back to the NFL when they added replay and how, like, you'd see these little changes in the game kind of on a yearly basis as we all caught up to having calls be 100% correct. When you go back to offside and when I was playing as a kid and what it was like then, what it was like, honestly, like a decade ago, there was kind of this unwritten idea that if it was close, you gave it to the attacker. You gave the attacker the benefit of the doubt. That was the unwritten rule. Well, when you have replay and when you get to the level of technology that the Premier League uses, as opposed to like MLS, where you just have the replay and you can, you know, freeze frame it and look at it, but you don't have the Hawkeye technology that's actually drawing lines and it's all mapped out and it's a bigger level of technology than I can imagine and explain well, but it gets it down to as exact as you can possibly be. It's like tennis, where you can see where the ball's going to land, that kind of thing. So when you go away from the idea of if it's close, you give it to the attacker, and you can actually see the level of detail, you're starting to take away what was accepted before. So now, with changing the rule to change where the line is, because that's what this is, basically the idea now, the idea currently is that if any part of your body that can play the ball legally, so your hand doesn't count here, but if any part of your body that can play the ball legally is offside, then you're offside. Well, it'll flip with this tweak, and we'll see how it goes in the league. They're going to test it, where if any part of your body is onside, then you're good. So you basically get a body length is what it's going to come down to. Defenses will adjust. I think you'll see a little bit of a boost in goal-scoring opportunities in the short term. You'll see a lot of arguments and people getting frustrated and the game's gone and all the usual conversations whenever there's a change. But I think it'll be something that gets us honestly back to where the idea was, the spirit of the rule was before we could see it so closely with replay.
And ahead of the 2026 World Cup. Okay, that's interesting. I want to go to that card here for just a moment. The U.S. men's national team has been playing in CONCACAF in the Gold Cup. And they've been playing St. Kitts and Nevis, and they've been playing Trinidad and Tobago with essentially, I think it's fair to say, their second unit. I am blowing them off the field. Recently, there was the rankings of the top 100 players, top 10 players at every position that FIFA released, and there were no Americans on the list. I'm kind of trying to figure out here as we go towards the 2026 Cup and we get ready for, you know, additional qualifying here, where do you kind of view the United States in terms of where this team is? Now you have, you know, a new star that's, you know, spurned his other country to come here and might be actually our best player now, ahead of Pulisic. So you have a team that seems to me to have quite a bit of talent that's been playing together. Are they really a top 10 team in the world?
I think it's borderline. I think when you get past the top 3-4, and typically when you get into a World Cup, you know, you'll have 3 or 4 favorites. One of those usually has a bad tournament, might have had an injury, something happens, whatever, they fall out. You have a miracle run from way out that's a surprise that gets into the top 8. And then the rest of the, like, 5 through 20 is really down to form, in my opinion. I think what the U.S. might lack in terms of top world-class players at a lot of different positions, they have a good core. They have a lot of sevens. They don't have a lot of like nines and tens, but they've got a lot of sevens. And that's a good group to build around. What I'm fascinated to see is next summer in the Copa America, where that's going to be their biggest test. And it's going to be played in the U.S., but it will be all the South American countries and 6 CONCACAF teams. The U.S. has to qualify through the Nations League. They will. Mexico will. The major CONCACAF teams will. But that'll be the real test to see where they are. And they're going to face maybe an Argentina, a Brazil, you know, an Uruguay, some of the top teams in this hemisphere. And until we see that, I think it's a little hard to judge. I do like the signing. It's almost like we're talking about college football recruiting when you get into the dual nationals, but Balogun committing to the U.S. gives them, I think, the level of forward that they've lacked. Pulisic is a very good player. Gio Reyna, if he can stay healthy, can be a very good player. Goalkeeper is very good with Matt Turner. You've got really good defenders at center back, and Miles Robinson's part of that conversation. Balogun gives you a guy who you might not be outplaying a team, but you get that half chance inside the 18, and he can score. And that's something that the U.S. has honestly lacked for as long as I can remember.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for, because really we have to start turning the page here. I mean, we're in the middle of summer of 2023, and 2026 isn't far away. And in front of that, of course, we're going to have the U.S. women's national team try and make it 3 in a row. Are they just heads and tails above everybody still, the U.S.?
No, I don't think so, actually. I think this World Cup is really interesting. Last time out, 4 years ago, I thought England outplayed the U.S. in the semifinal. The U.S. got it done, advanced. They played a Netherlands team that was probably a cycle ahead of where I thought they would be. They're really talented, but they hadn't been in those kinds of games before. And I think the difference that you saw with the U.S. in 19 was you had so many veterans in that team that had been part of the 2015 championship team, that had played in major games, that had just, the pressure didn't get to them, where maybe it did get to England. It definitely got to the Netherlands in the final. This is a much younger U.S. team. You know, a lot, there's still a couple of those players like Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, who are still there in this group, but there's a lot of young talent, which is great, but they haven't been tested in some of these moments. And the level around the world continues to rise. I think Spain is a team to watch. I think Germany is a team to watch. England obviously will be a team to watch, the defending European champions. Brazil in Marta's last tournament, they're going to be a team to watch. I think it's the most open Women's World Cup that we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's interesting to talk to Jason Longshore, and we've been on for a number of minutes and haven't mentioned Atlanta United because there's other stuff on the world stage to start talking about, because we have to start thinking again in terms of the world, because the world is coming to us and it will be here before you know it. Do we know yet, Jason, when FIFA will make the announcements about the, you know, what group Atlanta's going to get, and will it get a semifinal, where the title game will be played, media center? When are they expected to make all those announcements?
We won't know the group stuff until much later, but knowing if Atlanta gets a semifinal, where the media center will be, you know, outside of group game, how many group games, I think, is a question with the format change with groups of four as opposed to groups of three. I don't know. I think it's probably something they'd like to have that framework done by the end of the year or early in 24, so you can start to map things out. But there's a lot of things to juggle. And the biggest one is that change in the format of the tournament. You know, going to 48 teams is a good thing. It's an exciting thing. It's the biggest World Cup that's ever been played. But they were originally going to do three-team groups, which I hated the idea, because you lost that last day of the group round that we saw in this last tournament that was so amazing, with the standings going up and down, every goal in two games being played at the same time. So they made that change. It's going to be groups of four. That's much better. But now you're going to have more games to play. So you've got to divvy these up more and figure out how you're going to put groups maybe in regional pods and look at that, because you don't want to have teams travel across the country between group games. But if you go between Atlanta and Miami, then that's a little more reasonable.
All right, final moments here. Let's do touch on Atlanta United, still basking in that superb performance in the clean sheet win against Philadelphia Union. We've seen a lot of ups and downs this year from this team. They are still in the thick of the chase, but now is the time that they've really got to kind of put it together. They got to start stringing a 2, 3, 4 wins together here, I would think, if they want to make top four in the East here. How do you view kind of the short term of Atlanta United, the health of the team? When do we expect to get players back and things of that nature?
I think it's still with where I said things were in the pregame before the Philadelphia game. They've got to show that they can win games consistently 1-0. We know they can score goals. So they're one of the highest scoring teams in the league this season, even with Yorgos Giakoumakis dealing with hamstring issues, and he's week to week right now. I don't expect him to play on Saturday. Then the New England game on Wednesday is a quick turn and a very difficult trip for somebody dealing with a muscle injury. I think you're looking at Orlando for him to come back. But even without him, this is a team that can score goals. But they've got to defend like they did against Philadelphia. They've got to be able to get clean sheets. They've got to just be grittier in the defensive third. Block shots, block passes, block crosses, get stuck into tackles, make plays. And it's down to individual duels in the defensive third. They've got to be better in those moments. If they can do that, and with the goal scoring that they have, they can be a top four team in the East for sure. But the Eastern Conference is as good as I've ever seen it. It's better than the West this year. You look at the overall table in MLS, and, you know, it's out of the top 10, 7 are in the East. It's very difficult to pick up points. And Atlanta's got to, when they go on the road, a game in Montreal against a team that's been really good at home this season in Montreal, but is not at full strength right now. Two players away to the Gold Cup, but also four players injured. They might get one or two of them back to the bench, maybe this weekend, but probably not to start. you have to take advantage of those kinds of road games, and you have to start picking up 3 points here and there on the road. You're not going to win every game on the road in this league. It's not going to happen. But you've got to take advantage of a game like this one where a team is not at full strength. They're coming off of a loss at home. Got to go in there and keep them at zero on the board and get that goal or two that I think this team is good for in almost every game.
As always, Jason, I really appreciate your taking a few minutes. We look forward to the game. Have a great trip, and let's get a few W's. Thanks much.
Anytime you need me, you know you got me.
Yep, Jason Longshore at Longshoe on the Twitter. Atlanta United coming back here, see if they can build on that 2-0 win over the Philadelphia Union. When we get back after a quick break here, phone lines all the way to 11 o'clock here as we talk about the two big questions of the day. Big question about the Braves and a big question about the Hawks with you at 404-726-0929. John Fricke on Sports Radio 929 The Game in the Odyssey app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.